Today's New Testament reading is the Holy Gospel according to St. Mark, the 12th chapter. And one of the scribes came up and heard them disputing with one another, and seeing that he answered them well, asked him, "Which commandment is the most important of all?" Jesus answered, "The most important is, 'Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God, the Lord is one. And you shall love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your mind and with all your strength. The second is this, you shall love your neighbor as yourself. There is no other commandment greater than these." And the scribe said to him, "You are right, teacher. You have truly said that he is one, and there is no other besides him. And to love him with all the heart and with all the understanding and with all the strength, and to love one's neighbor as oneself is much more than all whole burnt offerings and sacrifices." And when Jesus saw that he answered wisely, he said to him, "You are not far from the kingdom of God." And after that, no one dared to ask him any more questions. And as Jesus taught in the temple, he said, "How can the scribes say that the Christ is the son of David? David himself, in the Holy Spirit, declared, 'The Lord said to my Lord, sit at my right hand until I put your enemies under your feet.' David himself calls him Lord. So how is he his son?" And the great throng heard him gladly. And in his teaching he said, "Beware of the scribes, who like to walk around in long robes and like greetings in the marketplaces, and have the best seats in the synagogues and the places of honor at feasts, who devour widows' houses and for a pretense make long prayers. They will receive the greater condemnation." And he sat down opposite the treasury and watched the people putting money into the offering box. Many rich people put in large sums. And a poor widow came and put in 2 small copper coins, which make a penny. And he called his disciples to him and said to them, "Truly I say to you, this poor widow has put in more than all those who are contributing to the offering box. For they all contributed out of their abundance, but she, out of her poverty, has put in everything she had, all she had to live on." This is the word of the Lord. For today's meditation on God's Word, we welcome Pastor Grayson Grenz from Trinity Lutheran Church in Wyandotte, Michigan.
Have you ever heard the saying, "Close is only good in horseshoes and hand grenades"? I couldn't help but think of that saying when reading about the scribe who posed a question to Jesus in our text from Mark chapter 12 today. It is an interesting exchange that he and Jesus have here as they discuss the most important commandment. The scribe certainly understands God's Old Testament revelation. Indeed, Jesus looks upon his response as wise, Mark tells us. Jesus tells him, "You are not far from the kingdom of God." So what does he lack? What could move him from being far from the kingdom of God to actually being a part of it? I think the clue to answering this lies in what he says to Jesus here. He is right in saying that to love God and your neighbor is much more important than any of the sacrifices humanity might offer to God. This is indeed God's desire that all people believe this, as both the prophets and Jesus himself attested. Yet the scribe needed to admit that he was not capable of this kind of love. And neither are we. You and I are not capable of this level of obedience either. Far too often we have not loved God with our whole heart, and we have failed to love our neighbor as ourselves as well. In falling short of God's righteous requirements, we condemn ourselves of them. That is why God gave the sacrifices to the Israelites in the first place, because atonement was needed. It needed to be made for them and for us and for all humanity. But the death of bulls and goats and lambs does not atone for sin. In truth, it cannot. Instead, God had in mind one sacrifice that would cover over all of humanity's wrongdoings and every one of its failures to do good. This one sacrifice also empowers us to love God and our neighbor. and it could not be made by just anyone. It had to be made by one who was more than just a mere man, who was also God. David's greater son, whom David himself called Lord. It had to be made by Jesus Christ. Jesus gave all that he had in order to save us. He went all in, giving everything, that we might be his own and live under him in his kingdom. His perfect obedience to God in all things becomes our righteousness. His willingness to die in our place is what brings us forgiveness and life. We, like the scribe, must despair of our own efforts to appease our righteous God, and instead rely solely and completely upon the one he sent, Jesus the Christ, who took upon himself the wrath of God against our sin. All the sacrifices and offerings of the Old Testament point to this greatest sacrifice that God himself has made for us. Trusting in Christ and his work on our behalf means that we will not be close to the kingdom of God, but instead be in it, as children of our Heavenly Father and servants of our Lord Jesus Christ. And our citizenship in this kingdom of God also means that the Holy Spirit will be at work in and through us to enable us to both love God more fully and our neighbor more readily. Through the Word and sacraments, the Spirit is at work in us to make us more and more like Jesus each and every day. By his transforming power, you and I can love God, and we can love our neighbor in new and wonderful ways that will bring glory to God and give us opportunity to share the message of Christ's redeeming life, death, and resurrection. That is indeed what God desires of us, that the love he shows to us would leak out to those around us, that those whom God gives us to serve with his love might come to know him as their God as well. May God, by the grace of Christ, work in us today to live in loving faith toward our gracious God and also in more fervent love toward our neighbor as well. Amen. Amen. May it be so.
We thank Pastor Grayson Grenz from Trinity Lutheran Church in Wyandotte, Michigan, for today's meditation on God's Word.